Joseph Free is an admissions representative at Northwest Missouri State University. He's an agriculture recruiter, and he's here to talk with us about freshman orientation. What's the overall goal there? It sounds pretty simple. Get kids ready for class.
So with freshman orientation, it really starts about the middle of the summer. So students will come to SOAR. It's our Summer Orientation Advisement and Registration Program. It's one day on campus where they would meet their academic advisor, other students interested in the same majors they are, and also meet a faculty member. With that, they get their class schedules, so they know what they're looking forward to in the fall, and they get to meet possibly their roommate at that time. But just getting to know other students, it's a great way to start building that communication, that networking system. Mm-hmm. After that in June, then we move into our Advantage Week program. That does take place 4 days before school starts. And so with that, they move in, and then we start running them through the ringer. So they will basically be totally busy those 4 days, not a lot of downtime, anything from meeting their roommate, meeting everybody on their floor of their resident hall, to going and starting some of our classes. Those classes are freshman seminar, gets them introduced to more of the different opportunities that Northwest has for them, also the city of Maryville. So really getting that student adjusted to campus, Maryville, student life, before school starts, and then they're ready to roll.
What's the biggest shock for incoming freshmen? What are the things that trouble them the most?
I would say the biggest shock for incoming freshmen is the fact that not many freshmen know how to study or plan that study time. So they're used to going to high school where from 8 to 3:30 they're in class, they go to some type of practice, and then they come home, probably eat supper, and then they know they have to study or do their homework. Going to any university or college, there's always downtime throughout the day. People are doing different things like that, and they forget to build in that study time. And so it's, okay, when am I going to study? Am I going to study here? And you can tell those students who are planning to study and those who are like, okay, I'm going to try it out without studying first, because you can very easily see those students. They're out and about constantly, and you're just like, have you studied this week? No, I'll do it next week. And so it's very interesting to see the different play, how students work it out.
Well, wasn't that long ago that you were in their place, that you were a student at Northwest? And just wonder whether you learned some things that you can pass along to them.
I did learn some things. So I did graduate from Northwest in 2015 with an ag ed degree, then became the ag recruiter. But as I travel and I meet those freshmen as they're coming into campus, is I make sure to share with them my experiences. And the big thing I share with all students, and especially freshmen, is go meet your faculty members. You're going to have them in class, but our faculty are required to sit in their office about 10 hours a week. Go in there and say hi. Get to know them, especially in your interest area. So if you're an animal science student, go talk to our animal science teachers. If you're interested in business, go talk to those business teachers. Building that networking really helps with those internships, because that faculty member can write a recommendation letter about you. That is one thing I missed out on. When I was a student, I was like, oh, I see them in class. I don't really need to go visit. And looking back, if I would have done that, I think I would have made a lot more networking possibilities come open.
Mm-hmm. Help you make better choices down the road, probably.
Right, yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so you have SOAR and you have Advantage Week. And now, are they totally ready to go? Day one, they're ready to hit the road and go?
They are. They're more ready at the end of Advantage Week than they are when they come in. But freshman seminar is a class that takes place once a week, most of the first semester on campus. So they have a peer advisor and an academic advisor that they constantly are in touch with on a weekly basis, so that it can be something as simple as, hey, where's a good place to go eat in town? Or they are needing a tire change. They have that communication, those people there to help, so there's not that scary moment, oh no, what do I do? Who do I ask? They have that peer advisor. They have that faculty advisor. Go talk to them. They're there to help. Northwest wants to see all of our students succeed, and you can definitely see that through the freshman seminar program.
And so there are a lot of places where freshmen can go to get help, to get advice, to get direction.
Yes. So with that, so we have free tutoring offering. Those faculty are in their office to help with their classes. We also have a variety of different services through our library. So if a student is having problems writing a paper just for a normal class, we have a writing center. So that basic tutoring, that study guide, if students are having a hard time trying to figure out when to study, they can meet down, sit down with a faculty advisor, and they can say, okay, it looks like you have a class gap here. Why don't you plan on coming in here to the library? We'll help you out through that program.
I like the way you put that a little bit ago. You said that really Northwest wants the students, every student, to succeed. And
yes.
So they will do, Northwest will do whatever it can to help them reach that point.
Yes, we will.
Yep. So talk a little bit about if you're a senior in high school, how do you find out more about Northwest? You're planning to go there. What's a good way for them to maybe get themselves ready?
So if you're a rising junior, going to be that senior in high school, no matter where you're thinking about going to school, apply early. Applying early gets you your name in the system so that you're not missing out on scholarship opportunities. Go take that campus tour. No matter where you're thinking about going to school, you don't know that atmosphere until you step foot on campus. At Northwest, we have a variety of different tour opportunities. So like we have a Discover Your Major Day where everybody touring that day is interested in the same major you are. We also offer private tours, so you, mom, dad, we can set you down with a faculty member and talk about the classes that you could take at Northwest, or maybe you're thinking about taking some dual credit classes, how those are going to transfer in. And then we just do have regular visit days. So coming to campus, you're sticking your toe in the water, you want to get a broad overview, we can show you around. But after that, getting that application into us at Northwest, and then getting ready for the FAFSA. So that federal aid grant money through the government, it does open up in October. It's a lot of things that parents are a little unsure about. Students aren't quite aware about it, but it does open October 1st. So getting that filled out, you can submit that to the schools that you're thinking about going to, and then each university is going to contact you about the money that the federal program can offer you.
So with FAFSA, you mentioned there's a sort of apprehension that some people have. They don't really know what it's all about, and they're kind of nervous about how do we go about this. They can get help at Northwest, advice about how to get that started.
Yeah. So filling out the FAFSA, if they have questions, you can talk to your high school counselor, or you can give us a call at Northwest. Our financial aid office can walk you through that program. If you need to fill out special forms, if the government wants you to validate certain paperwork, Northwest is there to help. With that, wanting to see every student succeed, we're going to take every measure we can to help you filling out that FAFSA, also making sure that you know about other scholarship opportunities. So at Northwest, we do have a standard scholarship application. A student will fill out one application and hit submit. It automatically will apply them from anywhere from 4 to 22 different scholarships.
You're an ag recruiter. I guess it would be fair to say that's your main job?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us just a little bit about that job. What do you do? How do you use your time?
So being the ag recruiter, it's a little different than a normal recruiter. I actually go into the ag classroom. So a normal college recruiter, you may hear on the announcements, and you go down and visit them. For me, I walk into a student's animal science class, and you're going to listen to me talk for the day. So I have a very captive audience. They can't run away. But I don't just talk about Northwest. I also talk about preparing for college. And I know that not every student is bound for college, and so I also mention the VOTEC options or moving into a technical program, because students need to start figuring that out as early as junior year, if not sooner, the route they want to go. With that as well, I also go to a lot of FFA events. And so like this summer, I've hit a couple county fairs, and we go to the state fairs, national FFA convention. I do a lot of traveling. I like to see the students as much as I can. If I meet a freshman in September, I'll probably see them 4 to 5 times by the end of their freshman year. So they get to know who I am. I get to know who they are, and kind of help figure out where they're wanting to go, what they're wanting to do, earlier on the better.
Is it unusual, Joe, for students to sort of change their mind as they go through college and say, you know, in the beginning, maybe this was my major, and as I go along, I find out, you know, maybe I want to do something else.
Oh, yeah. People change their mind all the time. And it's really easy to do it at Northwest. You come in, you can hop from each department, different schools on campus. I didn't. I came in. I stuck with my major all 4 years. But my cousin actually came in as an accounting major. She switched to ag business. She went back to accounting. And so she ended up graduating like with a double major because she hopped around so much. But with coming to campus, our academic advisors sat down and they'll put you in exploratory classes to help you figure out, this is what I want to do. With what Jill was talking about, taking those internships, we encourage students to try that out. Going an ag business major, there's so many different opportunities. So we have people that will go do an internship with a bank or a loan office, and they're like, okay, that's not really for me. I figured that out. I'd rather go sell seed. And so really able to figure that out within that 4 years at Northwest.
Joseph Free is an admissions representative at Northwest Missouri State University's Ag Recruiter. And we've been talking primarily about freshman orientation. More with Joe just ahead. Talk a little bit more about some of the events for incoming freshmen to attend before they start school in the fall.
So we started this program last year, and so over the summer, as school starts approaching, we do have what we call new student send-off, and so it's for incoming freshmen. They get to meet alumni at Northwest from their local area. So we've kind of hubbed it, so we have places. We'll have one coming up here in Chillicothe, Missouri, at the end of this week. We'll have one here in St. Joe, also St. Louis, Des Moines, Iowa, Macon, Missouri, Kansas City, and Omaha. With that, those incoming freshmen come in. They get to meet some more employees of Northwest, ask any of those last-minute questions, but just connect with alumni. So making that networking, getting to know people from their area, and we are starting to see that those freshmen are able to actually possibly get a job when they come home over the summer because they've met those alumni and things through that. So really cool program through those new student send-offs. And if a student's interested in coming, they would just go online to register.
I wonder if it's one of those things where a student might think in advance, see, I don't know if that's for me or whatever. But then whether they go through a change of mind and heart having done it.
Right. Yeah. So the one I did help with last year, we're starting to kick off this summer. It was amazing. They'd come in and they'd basically just herded together like a covey of quail. And so I like to think of myself as that bowling ball. I went in there and I was like, let's go meet some people. And so we started introducing them and come to find out we were in Des Moines. And so a lot of different people funnel into there. And these alumni and this incoming freshmen, they're from the same town and they never knew each other. And so really building that networking, mom and dad were there with the incoming freshmen and they're just like, I had no idea this was an opportunity. And so just helping open the eyes, open doors for those students.
When do applications go live for the fall 2020 students?
So our application for the fall of 2020 is actually going to go live August 1st. So those students can apply. It is free to apply to Northwest. All it takes is that online application, high school transcripts, and an official ACT score. Normally within 10 days, we're going to let that student know, hey, you've been accepted. And if they're eligible for any scholarships, we're going to let them know what scholarships they get as well. The big question students seem to think about, though, is, well, my ACT score is not where I want it. At Northwest, we now super score their ACT, so we don't just take that highest ACT score. We take the highest score of each individual category to create a brand new score. So they take that ACT one time or they take the ACT nine times. We're going to take that super score every time.
What is the advantage for the student to taking the ACT a second time or a third time or whatever, in addition to the super score, if they've already been accepted?
So getting a higher ACT score is going to help them move up on our scholarship scale. Okay. So right now we're starting with like a 275 and a 19 on the ACT. We would get you $1,000 through that program. But let's say you take that super score, you bump your score up to a 21, you're now getting $1,500 in scholarships. So really easy, take that ACT a couple more times. You get more adjusted to the ACT, so you seem to do better, but then it helps you get some more money in the long run.
Yeah, there is that thing called test anxiety. It's a real thing, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah. So we have a lot of other things that Northwest is involved in, and I was going to ask you about the state fair from the ag point of view. Is Northwest involved in the state fair?
Yeah, so Northwest does actually attend both the Iowa and the Missouri State Fair. We have a booth in at both state fairs. In Iowa, we're in the Varied Industry Building, and in Missouri, we're actually in the Ag Building, located over there right across from the Petting Zoo. But with that, that's a great time for alumni to stop by and visit us. We have a variety of giveaways and an enter to win for the alumni. For current students, we like to see them come visit us, so we actually have a chance for them to win a free parking pass at Northwest. And then incoming freshmen and prospective students who are maybe wanting to learn some more information, stop by and see us, ask us those questions. The state fair is always right there before school starts. We get those last-minute jitters out for those incoming freshmen. But then they're with some friends, and we're like, hey, have you thought about coming? And we're able to talk to those students as well. So stop by and see us at the state fair. I'll be at Missouri a majority of the time, so it'll be a fun time.
I'm not going to ask you to choose between the Missouri State Fair and the Iowa State Fair, but I would ask you to talk a little bit about some of the differences between those two fairs, if there are any.
So there are some differences between the Missouri and the Iowa State Fair. Growing up here in Missouri, I went to the state fair almost every summer, so I'm loyal to Missouri for sure. But Iowa is a little bit bigger. It's for some people, it could be overwhelming if it's the first time in there. But both state fairs are very good about opening opportunities for students to visit colleges. So at Missouri, most colleges are located there in the Ag Building. At Iowa, they're located in the Varied Industry Building, so that student has a great time to have a no-pressure preview of those different schools.
Okay, so that sounds like fun. It sounds like a good idea and a good deal for students.
Yeah, really. For sure.
Yeah. So, which brings up a topic that we talked a little bit during the break about, and that is it too late to attend Northwest in the fall, this coming fall?
It is not too late to attend Northwest this fall, so we actually do have the opportunity to still fill out that application, send in that stuff, and then register for classes. So we actually have a pre-registration date actually coming up tomorrow or Friday, and then we have one on August 2nd as well. If after that August 2nd date, we do have an opportunity to still sign up for classes later. We know there's a lot of students out there that are debating on whether going to school or not or what school to go to, and so we try to be as accommodating as we can.
Mm-hmm. So some of them do make up their mind at the last minute, and in some cases, I mean, that's okay. It is what it is.
It's okay to change your mind on your major. It's okay to decide to come to Northwest at the last minute as well. I know a couple students that I just signed up last week. I signed a student up yesterday to attend this fall, so it is definitely an opportunity. There's still housing options available, and there's still some scholarships out there for those students too.
Well, you know, we were talking about changing your mind, and you're a good example of that. Joe, we haven't talked – I don't think we've talked on the air about how you went through and you knew you were going to teach. You knew you were going to teach ag at the high school level, I guess, and that didn't turn out to be that way, did it?
No. So I graduated from Northwest with ag ed. It was during my student teaching time that I was like, this is kind of fun. This part isn't. What it come down to it is I liked everything about teaching but teaching. So going the ag side, I love showing up in the morning, helping kids study for FFA contests, staying in the evenings. But in the classroom, that part I decided just wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started looking for other opportunities. But no matter what major you decide, there's so many doors that are open. With ag ed, it helped me out because people instantly knew that I could communicate. If you go ag business and you decide you don't like any of that, you want to go a different route, it closes no doors. There's always more opportunities out there for students.
Joe, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.